Okay, this is Detective Ryan Miller, ID 7704, Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Today's date is February 6th. It's 12:13 p.m., and with me on the phone is Lisa. Lisa, can you state your full name and provide your date of birth for the record, please?
Lisa Sue, 315 and
31567. Okay. And Lisa, I know we've spoke before, and that was reference a waiver of accounting. And I think that was, a couple months ago, right?
Longer than a couple months, but yes.
Okay. Well, today I actually have a different case number than what was involving those waivers of accounting, because this is actually involving a few different things. So I'm going to state the case number so that your attorney has it. But it's case number 14-029489. And Bill and I have just talked about many things, to include your parents' wills and trusts, and then your father's insurance policy, and also Bernstein Family Realty. And I wanted to go over a couple things with you and just ask you if you know these, and if you know them either firsthand or, you know, how you may have found out these things. Is that all right? Okay. Did you know that in 2007 your parents met with Robert Spallina and his law partner?
Did I know personally in 2007? No.
Okay. Did you know that in 2008 a will and trust for each of your parents was drawn up? Did you know that in 2008, a will and trust for each of your parents was drawn up?
No.
Okay. At what point in time did you find out that your parents had wills and trusts?
I found this out when my mother died.
Okay. And what were you told what the trust or will said? Okay, one.
Oh, okay, hold on. I have to think back to that for a minute.
Okay.
How did I find out there? So my mother died, and we found out that my mother has left a trust to the three of us, her kids.
Okay, and that's you, your sister Jill, and Elliot?
Yeah.
So you found that out when your father was still alive?
Correct.
Okay. And who told you that?
My father.
Okay. And so did he elaborate any further on that, or he just said that your mother left her estate to you three kids?
My sister had sent him a letter, and he felt that she was threatening to sue him, my older sister. And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, your mother, you know, they're not in the will, and she's upset, and why would she do this?" And I said, "Dad, she's upset."
And that was a conversation that you and your father had directly. That was not a conference call?
No, that was right after he had gotten a letter from her.
Okay, and this is about the time that she was disagreeing with the way he was handling things and maybe sent him some literature on how to handle estates and things like that?
Correct.
Okay. Did you guys have any more conversations about that until the conference call?
No,
Yeah.
No.
Did you have any conversations with any of your siblings or anybody, or Robert Spallina referenced that?
No. We heard about what my father was going to do. The next time I heard was a conference call being held where he was going to tell us what he was planning on doing with his will.
Okay. So is this the conference call? And I know this is, from what I'm gathering, it's the same one where these waiver of accounting forms, where you guys were told you were going to receive those in the mail, right?
It's the same call, yes. We got on the call with the lawyer. He spoke for my father. He advised my father against doing what he wanted to do, but he was going to do it anyway. And so he explained that instead of going to the three kids, he was making it go to the 10 grandkids.
And was that for...
And then we were told they would send us waivers for us to sign.
Okay. Is that for both estates? Was he clear if that was for both estates, Simon's and Shirley's, or did he just kind of make a general thing of saying, I'm leaving everything to all 10 grandkids?
I can't hear anything, whoever just said something.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Sorry, I can't hear anything. That was, very, very faint.
Okay. Do you know if the phone call, was he specific to which estate was being left to all 10 grandkids, or did he just say that I'm leaving everything to the 10 grandkids and that it then stating that you guys are getting the life insurance policy?
No, we didn't even know about the life insurance policy. Again, it's still alive. This was about my mother's estate.
Okay. So in the conference...
Oh, that's how I took it. I don't know. That's a good question. Definitely know they talked about insurance money.
Okay. So at the end of that conversation, did you guys agree or just say, pretty much, okay, Dad, whatever you want to do? I mean, what was your reaction to that?
Yes. My reaction was okay, thank you, goodbye.
Okay. What about your siblings? Do you remember their reactions? Did anybody dispute it?
In light of some of the siblings not being happy with the way things were, and that's when my brother Elliot said, what are you talking about? Who's not happy? I don't know what you're talking about. Because Elliot didn't know about my mother's will, as far as I know. He was very surprised. And so Selena had to explain that Ted and Sam were cut out. And so I'm not sure why Elliot didn't say, oh, I'm not going to agree with this at that moment. He didn't say anything. Everybody agreed to it on the phone. But in my head, I thought, no, Elliot's not going to be happy with that.
Okay. Now, soon after this conference call, from what I understand, your father passed, I think, September 13th of that same year. During that time, other than the waiver of accounting document, the one that we had talked about several months ago, did you receive any other documents?
No.
Okay. Did you guys talk about anything else during that time frame?
Well, who's you guys?
The family, sorry. Did you, your siblings, Spallina, your father, any other documents or phone calls happen reference the distribution of the estates or trust or inheritances?
No. I'm so unclear as to what I sent or signed or didn't sign or what those documents meant. I really didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
But I do know that I didn't sign I don't think I ever sent it in completely. I think there was something was missing, and they wanted my signature. I don't know. And I think I even might have asked a friend who was a lawyer if I should. I don't remember. It's all very blurry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But I do. Yeah. So.
Okay. So after your father passed, what discussions took place in regards to how things were supposed to be distributed? I know it's very general.
After he passed, we got a call from Selena because he told us he was the trustee of the estate. He told us Ted was the trustee of the real estate. We heard on that call that my father had an insurance policy. But no one could find the trust document. And I think on that phone call we heard that my father didn't have a lot of money.
Okay.
And I think that was it.
Okay. Now, when the distributions went to your kids from, first off, did you agree to the distributions to your kids? And if so, do you remember if you were told specifically what trust they were going to come from?
Wait, you're getting muffled again. Can you say that again?
Reference the distributions of money to your kids. Do you remember if you agreed to that and if you were told that what a trust they were going to come out of? Anytime after the fact, once, and this is in regards to the money that your kids got, the parcel distribution from your mom's trust.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I knew what was happening, yes. It was coming out of the selling of the condo.
Okay, so you did know that?
Yes.
Now, did you dispute anything, or did you just go with the flow?
No, why would I dispute it? I was under the... No, I didn't dispute it. It was going to 10 grandkids, and that's what I knew.
And you knew that because somebody told you that, or because you saw it on paper?
Did I see it on paper? As far as did I see what on paper? My dad's will?
Yeah, well,
no.
More your mom's trust documents.
No, I had never seen any trust documents, ever.
Okay.
I had never seen any wills until very recently.
Okay. When you received the money for your kids, did you sign any documents saying that if needed, you'd return that money?
Hold on, I have to walk out of here.
When your children received those partial distributions from your mom's estate into their trust accounts, were any documents signed by you stating that you're either receiving those or you would give those back if needed?
Yes.
No, you signed nothing.
Yes, no, I did.
Oh, you did sign them. And what kind of form was it? Do you remember what it said? Okay, did it say something like you would give them back if you needed, or just the fact that you were receiving those?
I can't tell you exactly. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. And who did you receive those from? Do you remember?
My brother Ted, who was the trustee.
Okay. Do you speak to Ted often? Like weekly, monthly?
I would say every couple of weeks, sometimes less, sometimes more.
Okay. Did Ted ever state anything to you about needing to get rid of the money to make the part, in reference making the partial distributions, because creditors may be going after the money?
I don't think Teddy ever said that, but
That
was told to us, yes.
But you don't remember who told that to you?
I would say that was my older sister's husband is a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Mr. Simon, is it Adam Simon?
No, David Simon.
David Simon? Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, I guess the only question I have to you is, should I find that something criminal occurred, reference this case, other than the waiver of accounting documents in regards to Kimberly Moran and the other phone conversation a couple months ago, but should I find anything criminal that occurred, do you wish to pursue it criminally if you are a victim? Meaning, if I find that somebody did wrong by you, do you want me to arrest them?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Okay. And if needed to, would you testify in the court of law to the facts that you know about this case?
That I know about it, yes.
Okay. All right, and you understand that this is a sworn tape statement, correct?
Correct.
Okay, do you have any questions for me?
No,